Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
3. Dart Plus, the Cork Light Rail, Metro and dozens of road building projects are just some of the big contracts which government will be offering out to tender to builders soon-ish. But will Irish construction companies even bother applying? According to the Construction Industry Federation, 48% of members have no or low involvement in public infrastructure projects, and much of that is down to low margins and leaky contracts. Paul Sheridan is Director of Main Contracting with the Construction Industry Federation. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Joe, and thank you for having me on.
What are these? Why is such low or no involvement?
Well, I think our report demonstrates that we have significant challenges in regards to public procurement, and what we need to really see is reform. We need Irish construction contractors building Irish infrastructure like energy, water, wastewater and so forth. That is what underpins our housing targets. It'll what will underpin foreign direct investment and public health. And our report is showing that up to 50% of contractors in Ireland are doing low to very modest levels of public works.
And is that because they just don't throw their hat in the ring?
Well, no, there's a number of reasons, but the reasons really point to reform in the areas of how tenders are awarded. It should be much more about quality, how risk is managed, how we collaborate on contracts between the contractor, the design team and the client. But also what we need is multi-annual guaranteed funding for bodies like Ishka Éireann and other bodies. And if we could focus on those reforms, but I think, Joe, it's not just the CIF they're saying this. I mean, the European Union have called out we need more attractive public works contracts. The Housing Commission has followed suit. And in fairness to the OGP, they have set out a further strategy reform on the back of recent positive reforms. The CIF are very much aligned to that. So we think those pillars are a good starting point in which to focus in on, and we can drill into them.
And what's the margin for a typical construction company?
I think this goes against the general view of things. I mean, contractors working on public works contracts on average are earning about 2-3% margin. Now, that's not a sign of good competition. That's a sign of bad value. And the EU have done the analysis of that to show it. We're losing contractors in public works competitions. So when you reflect on that and you look at how construction contracts are actually tendered, they're tendered based on what it's going to cost to do the job, but also how do we manage the risk that might occur on a public works contract.
But you will always get paid at least from a government contract.
Not necessarily. I mean, you would think that the government being a gilt-edged client, but often my members would tell me that it's more challenging to get paid from a government department than it is necessarily from a private client. So that plays into it as well. And of course, with the contract way it is and significant levels of risk transfer, and when I talk about risk, what I'm talking about is if you're being handed over all responsibility for the information provided to you and was generated by a third party, and then it says that if we give you information on what's under the ground there, we don't know whether it's architectural stuff or archaeological issues or whether it's a utility or sinkhole there. So you're responsible for it. And you're trying to price that risk over a three-year period. So it's very challenging.
A lot of our listeners will look at the construction costs of the National Children's Hospital and see it's in three times the original budget. It's at $2.2 billion and say, well, the builder is not out of pocket. Taxpayers are out of pocket.
Well, I think what we're going to get is a fantastic piece of infrastructure, but we've got to remember 2/3 of the hospital are already built and up and running in Talla and Connolly. But it is quite a bespoke form of contract. There's a lot of legal issues going on and contractual issues going on, which I'm not privy to. And my area focuses very much in on the public works contract.
So you guys want to see major contractual reform?
Well, I think so. And the hospital is an indication that we do need reform and we need to find ways of working more collaboratively. And one of the areas we need to deal with is how we're dealing with design risk. We can't have situations where a client wishes to go through a traditional form of public works contract designed by the employer and through the works requirements shifts all the design onto the contractor without telling what exactly he's to design. I mean, this is the type of stuff.
It needs to be fair and transparent.
Fair and transparent. I mean, one of the biggest issues as well with public procurement is bureaucracy, the cost of tendering, and the sole focus on lowest price. Now, there is legislation that allows a focus on quality, but what we need to see is objective, quantifiable criteria, and the OGP are trying to do that, and we're fully supportive of that.
Well, thanks for coming in, Paul, and sharing that with us. That's Paul Sheridan, the Director of Main Contracting in the Construction Industry Federation. That's it for now and for this week. I'd like to thank my colleagues, Helena, Patter, Cormac, Steve, and especially Patricia as she moves on. Up next, the Newstalk Breakfast Show with Jonathan and Shane, which now has an all-time record high listenership, and I'm very proud to be part of that team.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.